Now, could you talk a bit about the idea for the symphony? You're a fairly young composer, and you've already got three symphonies besides this one under your belt and an opera. But this is the first one you've worked with wind ensemble?
Yeah, well, I mean, I actually I love the idea of a wind ensemble for the symphony only after I heard the Kansas group, because I was given a commission from one of the supporters of the University of Kansas and the Kansas group, and initially wanted to turn down the commission for a wind symphony because I didn't think that, I thought, well, as Art Spiegelman says, jugs and kazoos, and what's a wind symphony, I'd written three symphonies for orchestra, and then of course the larger scale works like the opera involve orchestra, and for me the strings are the sort of choir of the orchestra. And he insisted on me coming out to Kansas City and hearing the band. And I went out, and I was, of course, blown away. I was talking to a friend of mine a few days later, a Pulitzer Prize-winning composer whom also Naxos records, John Corigliano. I said, I know you've written a big wind symphony. What do you think? What do you think? Do you think I should take this? And he said, absolutely, they'll play it. They'll play it a lot. It'll be played all over the place. But you should not count on any press for it because wind band doesn't get any press. So I took the commission, but I didn't take the no for an answer. We got Wall Street Journal previewing the thing, and the first New York Times review for a wind ensemble piece in 36 years,
Wow.
Which I'm very proud of, and I like to think has something to do with the story behind the piece and something to do with the content and obviously with the very, very high caliber of performance quality that we have in our wind ensembles. It was only after I had selected the medium that I selected the comic book to work with.